From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. You may be one of those who wonder whether bombarding mosquitoes from the air, from planes, and from trucks on roads loaded with pesticides is frankly safe. And yet, not spraying may lead to more than the painful, itchy bites. Mosquitoes do carry disease. Yet in South Miami, the mayor doesn't want spraying anymore. So what is the right thing to do? Chalmers Vasquez is the operations manager for Miami-Dade Mosquito Control. He's also an entomologist, and he's also our guest. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
To me, the question of spraying for mosquitoes is almost like vaccinating your children. Some people are really for it. Some people are really against it, like putting fluoride in the drinking supply. Some people think it's a great idea. Others think it isn't. What seems to be the conventional wisdom on spraying for mosquitoes?
The idea is to stop any outbreak of disease at this point. You know, we're getting dengue fever and chikungunya dengue fever was present in the United States in this part of the country years ago.
When, as a government entity, did we decide that we need to step in and do something about the mosquito population?
Well, if you think about one of the main reasons why the state of Florida was developed, and because they acquired statehood, is because mosquito control. Without mosquito control, this area, we wouldn't be living here. There are two main things that made this area livable, and that was mosquito control and air conditioning. So we have a reason. The Florida legislature, the legislative intent of Chapter 388, which is the mosquito control law, is telling the municipalities and the counties that they need to provide mosquito control, or arthropod control, they call it. That includes some biting flies that create and transmit disease in the population. So the intent is to provide that kind of service so that people, we can protect the health of the people, the well-being of the people, and at the same time, they can enjoy the natural resources. Like, you don't want to go to a place you're going to be mosquitoes. This is going to be unbearable.
Is there any danger to humans whatsoever?
Well, yeah, there is a danger. It's a pesticide, if you use, according to the label directions established by the the Environmental Protection Agency, you follow the recommendations, it should not pose any threat to people, animals, or the environment.
When I was a kid growing up, my mom loved her DDT for killing crickets, and she was not very happy when that was banned. And I know she had an illegal stash in the garage because you could smell it. I mean, there's nothing getting past that smell. What do you leave people with in terms of trying to come up with safer pesticides? Are those always in the works?
Yeah, the new pesticides are being developed. What is called softer pesticides are being developed and applied to mosquito breeding grounds. The mosquito ingest the bacteria and they die.
Thank you for your mosquito expertise.
You're very welcome.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.